Would you introduce yourself, please, Courtney? Just kidding.
Hi, I'm Tali. I'm the singer in Estrons.
Hi, I'm Roger. I'm the guitarist in Estrons.
I'm Hugh. I play the drums.
I'm James, and I play the bass.
We've got Canada. My mom was from Montreal. We've got Sweden. We've got Cardiff. We've got Wales. We've got aliens.
Well, our first gig was in a zoo, wasn't it? I mean, that's the main thing. So.
Yeah.
I think that's quite an interesting fact.
Yeah. We had a great reception, but unfortunately a lemur escaped its enclosure and had to be shot during the last song, which was a bit of a downer on us. But the kids were still entertained, and everybody had a good time. We got some ice cream at the end.
So there was, in October 2015, there was a big, big headline saying, I love this, you took this literally, you're in trouble. Estrons are about to blow up. I did that in the full announcer voice, right? The full, you know, you're about to blow up. But this is what we spend a lot of time on in these interviews, because all these words are used. You're a baby band, you're new, you're this, you're that. Your perception of where exactly you are, because, and I'm not talking 10th floor of the Hilton, the wrong Hilton, but it's, you're at South by Southwest. That's a relatively big deal to have a showcase, to be selected by, you know, Hugh, et cetera, to be at this. But what does that really mean in real life? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting, because I mean, you must have heard of so many bands that have spontaneously combusted and blown up over the years. There must have been, absolutely, that's a lot of people and body parts strewn across the place. But I guess blown up in the sense that, I don't know, people I guess were excited by some aspects of their music, and he was fresh and he was talking about something different and gave a little bit something, I don't know, maybe something like people liked. In terms of the band, we've only really stumbled across this kind of new sound, this fresh new energy in the last couple of months. And so we're kind of growing up in a little bit in the spotlight in terms of the new songs that we're writing at the minute, albeit a very small spotlight. But I don't know what that term means. I guess I'm a bit scared that I'm gonna just explode at any minute on stage. But it's exciting, I guess.
It's really nice to have people come up and tell you that you're amazing, and that's great. Hype is a word that I obviously hate. It's hard to differentiate between who really, really likes you and who is being paid to say that they like you.
So how do you discern that?
I think you can tell. I think coming the gig that we did on Wednesday, you could really tell that people actually really loved our sound. I had a woman coming up crying, saying, you know, you've inspired me. And another guy saying, you know, I just love the things these.
What did you inspire her to do would be? Did you actually ask? If she said, you inspire me, did you ask her what you inspired her to do?
Well, I didn't get that. She was just crying, going, you inspired me. And then her husband went on to say, like, I just love what you sing about. You know, you're singing about guys and all that mess. And, yeah, you know, and you're just.
I think they're filing for divorce now.
And you just, you know, I just love that you just.
God, I was too late. I should have come to you so I had an excuse.
Yeah. So I don't really know. I think, like, it's nice, you know, you get one. There was that one song, Make a Man, that everyone, that, you know, got the spotlight.
This is multiple quotes all piled into about 12 words. Detached from the typical music scene, the attitude towards women, of course, as I look straight at you on that one. We can have fun with that. Misfits and no nationality. See, so I did that. I've combined all of that. Let's move on to no nationality, because the whole aliens thing, the whole thing being from Wales, there's some big thinking here, at least I think so, that is going to lead to all the things that we're going to learn about this band. Am I correct?
Yeah, so basically we've all been in Welsh language and English language bands over the years, and I guess personally for myself, I found that I was always, because I had been brought up speaking English and Welsh in my family, I always felt a bit of an outsider from both sides of society. I never felt fully British, I never felt fully Welsh, because I had some English heritage and I spoke English with my father and Welsh with my mother, and so I always felt a bit of outsider from everywhere. And so I guess I wanted to. It can be split between, it can have a class with English speakers and Welsh speakers kind of segregating, and it can be, you know, it can be quite painful when you're young, and it can be quite confusing, it can breed resentment and stuff, but it also breeds a lot of culture in this way that we're doing now. But basically I just wanted to form a band of you know, misfits and strangers, because estrons mean strangers in the Welsh language, or aliens. It can be related to both. And I guess I wanted to write music that you wouldn't typically find on the Welsh radio stations or the English ones, just basically something a bit fresh. And luckily we found a singer that was giving us even more kind of fresh material that we could sing about.
Yeah, my mum was... I had a really strange upbringing that wasn't traditional, and I moved around. It's strange. All my family are on my mum's side are from, they're living now in Canada, but during, you know, sort of the last century, they sort of migrated from Scandinavia, separate bits, so Sweden, Finland and Norway. So I was born in Cardiff, but very quickly I moved to Canada just with my mum and stayed there until I was about 3 years old. And then I left and I came back with a Canadian accent growing up. And then I learned... Yeah, after three drinks, I'm a full-blown Canadian. It's strange, and it keeps coming back, and obviously I'm speaking with my... And it's harder coming back to this side of the world, because it gets... No, we don't say... On the West Coast, we don't actually say oot. Can I just vouch for that? Okay. We're stylish there. I grew up speaking Welsh as well. So I don't really know. It's strange. I don't really know where I'm from, who I am. I don't identify with a particular place, just like the band and Rodri.
Okay, so now I'm gonna cause trouble. But how, as a band, are you going to portray that difference to people? Because that's a tricky one.
I guess it's just, you know, to touch on what Rodri said earlier about, you know, the past couple of months, we've just found a certain style, you know, brought along by Make a Man. You know, it was a little bit unlike any other songs we'd already released. So we're like, oh, you know, we're really loving this. We're going to go for it. And it's just...
Even from the beginning, sorry, it's... Even a couple of years ago when we were releasing stuff, honestly, people would stand in the crowd and be like, huh? You know, like, there was no genre and no one could ever... They would constantly try and put us into a genre.
People need something to kind of reference. People need, you know, if they... It's weird because there's so many bands that I like that are put in genres, and they even put themselves in genres that, and then they're not in. Like, there's a Canadian band called Billy Talent, who I absolutely love, and who always called emo, and they're just not. They keep releasing these albums, which are just, for me, are just quite different. And honestly, with this band, it's weird because we all listen to very... You get the same answers a lot of the time, but we really do all listen to very different music. And to be honest with you, I don't really listen to the type of music that we're doing, but it's just what's coming out of us. It's just frustrating and chaos, basically.
We've been asked pretty much by everyone, you know, what genre are you? And our answer is always alternative rock, I guess, or I suppose afterwards, you know. We're not, yeah. You know, maybe you can do something with that, but we haven't got a clue, really. The music is, like I say, it's sort of an uneasy compromise in our...
You're a female lead singer in a band, right? You're attractive. And there's going to be two types of people that are going to see this band. One who are going to be like, oh man, I just want to kick ass with her, right? And then there are going to be the others that Make a Man's all about.
It depends how you want to look at Make a Man. It could be about sexual attraction, which is quite a nice one. Because it's quite embarrassing. But I wrote it at the time when I was going out with a guy. And I was really angry at him for constantly losing his jobs, and I was working really, really, really hard in hospitality at the time. And so I wrote Make a Man's lyrics kind of on the spot in frustration when he was texting me something that annoyed me. And then I played it to him afterwards, and he's like, what are you writing about? Are those lyrics about me? And I was like, oh no. He's like, wait, are you trying to say that, you know, I'm not a man? And I was like, no, it's about sexual attraction, actually. It's about me being attracted to guys. And he's like, guys? And I was like, me.
Hence why he's your ex.
yeah, no, when stuff took off with the band, that ended. But it's interesting. So the point is that you can look at Make a Man in different ways. And it is about, I listen to a lot of hip-hop music, a lot of sort of dirty rap, dark rap, strange rap. And it's all about sexy women. And I really wanted to write something in a different genre that sort of flipped that in perspective, because I think there's not very much sort of alternative rock music that's led by women, like a woman saying, you know, stuff like, you know, I find that guy attractive, you know, I'm powerful, you know, I'm going to own this, I'm going to get him. And I wanted to write something that portrayed that. So
okay, let's get into the deep dark forest of production. You guys are control freaks. Watch out, man, because if you think that we're going to sign to a big label and El Slicko producer is going to suddenly get in the studio with us, that ain't going to work. Who wants to take that one? Because it's a... Oh, I know who said it, but who wants to take... I'm not even going to look at anybody. I'm looking at the... Who said that?
I just thought, you know what? We're still kind of discovering ourselves as musicians and as recording artists, and I didn't want to go in with Mr. El Slicko and kind of lose the... Yeah, I like this stuff with that band. Yeah, I just thought, you know, we've captured some sort of raw energy with the first one, with the first guy, and we recorded in a bedroom. So I just thought we got to just basically keep doing that until we really know what we're doing. Do we know?
I think we are. It's more that this is going so quickly for us with Make a Man. We really want to work with the right producer, and it's about finding someone with that raw energy. El Slicko sounds, you know, not every producer is El Slicko. And also El Slicko could be super raw and have the right way of doing things. It sounds scary, doesn't it, when you're just sort of a growing band. This is rolling really, really quickly. So it'll be good. It'll be good when we find the right people.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside is the bread, and then songs by others in between.